In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The opening words in today's Holy Gospel, in the evening of the same day, referring to Easter Sunday, the resurrection of the Lord, Jesus risen from the dead. Again, it said in the Holy Scripture, the doors were closed and Jesus came and stood among them. 8 days later, the disciples were in the house, the cenacle room where they had the Last Supper. And again, Thomas, this time was there, the doors were closed. Two instances, 7 days separating each instant, the upper room doors were closed. The divine person of Jesus passes through the walls of the upper room. Also, recalling the solemnity of the resurrection, last Sunday, Jesus passes through the walls of the tomb. Yet he is risen from the dead before he does pass through. The divine person does not need doors or windows to make entry. Nothing physical can stop his entry. The dogma of the virginity of our Blessed Mother, Mary's virginal integrity, remains intact as a ray of light passes through a crystal without even grazing it. So too does the divine child pass through the veil of Mary's virginal womb without grazing the charm of perfect virginity. So we know of another instance of passing through physical, no obstacle for the divine person of Jesus. In this latter way is the wonderful manner in which Jesus was born. Our Lord has given us understanding through our senses. Thomas' faith is lacking, however, he wants his reason to tell him that Jesus exists, that he has risen from the dead. We have a greater faith because we believe without witnessing, as the apostles witnessed the risen Jesus. For us, the resurrection of Jesus is the knowing that our sins are forgiven when the words of absolution are given at the completion of our confession of sins to the priest. The joy of receiving the Lord's forgiveness in the presence of the priest, who is at that moment of absolution the person of Christ, the words of Jesus to Mary Magdala, the one who had committed adultery, "I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more." Jesus is mercy. Jesus came for everyone to be saved. Jesus wants to forgive each and every one of you. But the obstacle we put in the way is our will and our resentment towards God that he doesn't violate. It's your call. If you question the faith of a priest, then go and confess your sins to him, and in that act of absolution, he knows the almighty power of God. And as St. Augustine had said, it's greater than at that moment when the power of God created the universe. More power is used in the removal of serious sin than the power to create. The joy of Thomas at acknowledging the presence of Jesus, the profound words of "My Lord and my God," are words of adoration and are repeated in the Holy Mass when the priest elevates the host after the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." The all-powerful attribute of God through his Son Jesus, that of mercy. And how do we acquire this mercy? This is the relationship that we have also with our Blessed Mother. She's the Mother of Mercy. She's the Mother of Jesus, who is Mercy. She is the Immaculate, the Mother of Jesus, who gives us the love of the Most Holy Trinity. Ask her to help you. Make a good confession today and seek out your priest who stands in the person of Christ at your absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.